BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Thanks for downloading it, by the way. Innuendo Bingo with Danny Howard. We give Amber, one of our listeners, a revision break, and you can do the same if you're revising while listening to this podcast. It's Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real, and some excitement over a French chef.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Catherine's been on saying, oh, it's Tuesday, isn't it? I didn't even realise till you said that. Because I just tweeted out that Danny Howard is on Innuendo Bingo today. Yes, it's not Monday. Okay, Sam has also been on. We need to address this for the hundreds of people that have been asking. Sam on his tractor in Staffordshire says, I'm sorry, Scott, but are you just going to pretend that that girl who went on a date to the castle on Friday doesn't exist? I need to know what happened. Any update would be splendid.
I find that I've been thinking about those two a lot. You know, the guy that she was on a date with as well, because he wasn't aware of what was going on, as in she was talking to us the whole time about her date.
Yeah, and he didn't know anything about it. He didn't know it was going to be on Radio 1.
No.
I wonder if he does now.
I mean, I'd love to meet him. I mean, there's all sorts of questions that I feel need asking and answering.
We had people saying that they were going to turn up at the castle they were at to do live tweeting. Thankfully, no one did. If you missed the show on Friday or the podcast, we spoke to this girl who was going on her first date in ages, and they were meeting at a castle, and she was saying that she was really excited about it. She'd met him twice before in a cafe, and she was just kind of after some tips and advice on what to do from us, and we kept getting updates.
It was a weird first date. I mean, who goes to a castle for a first date?
I know who.
But we need to know how it went. I mean, when we last heard from her, all was fine.
Yeah. Okay, so I know that she has been very busy. I mean, we have booked some of the biggest stars in the world to be on this show. This girl's harder to get hold of.
Right.
I never said her name, did I?
No.
No, I didn't.
You didn't,
okay.
No.
So we've had one email from the girl who went on the date since, okay? All she says is, I couldn't talk because he was there. I couldn't get away. But the date went superbly well.
Oh.
Yes.
Well.
So, well, we don't know that. But that's all we've heard. But presumably, it's all good. We've tried to get hold of her again today, but I know that she really is busy with work.
So we're really struggling to get hold of her.
We are. But just everyone know that was asking about the castle date, that everything's fine. And no. Everything's fine, and she'll probably see him again. And when we manage to get hold of her again, we'll get her on and we'll ask her everything. But I don't know whether he knows that he's been on. Maybe she just confessed and said, oh, by the way,
She should so do that on this show, though. She should do this on air. But also, I struggle to think how he's going to match up from here on in. Because, you know, castle on a first date, you know, where do you take her?
Where
second,
do you go?
Third date?
I know. Where do you take her? So when we get hold of her, we'll be able to hopefully get all the details on the date. But for now, all we know is one email that says it went superbly well. And I'm happy with that for now. Oh, yes, Mike in Salisbury. Because you normally forget, is it still Fat Tuesday? Yes, it is. Doesn't feel like an FT, does it? But it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday was a very different day on Radio 1. We were doing the breakfast show and we were playing one-hit wonders, so artists who had made the top 20 once since the year 2000. And loads of people were asking for a list of the songs. So many people. If you go to Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1, if you enjoyed One Hit Wonders Day, all of today's tracks are in a handy BBC playlister for you. So you can get them all the tracks, Radio 1 Twitter, or just go to at BBC Playlister on Twitter.
What was the one that stuck in your brain the whole day?
Baby Cakes. Yeah,
exactly the same.
It was in my head all day. And we did, I remember playing Jedward quite early in the morning as well.
Oh, yeah.
That happened.
I've forgotten about that.
Yep. It feels like a long time ago, doesn't it? So if you want all the tracks that were played, if you listened to any of the shows yesterday on Bank Holiday Monday, they're all on BBC Playlister for you so you can get them. Because so many people are asking what the tracks were and where they were from. Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. I like that.
Hello, you right?
With the new chant. I'm good, are you?
Very good, thanks.
Good to be here on a Tuesday. It's weird being here during the week. Usually Friday, Saturdays, that's me.
I know, there's more people.
There is more people, more official-looking people.
It's true, you're a weekend person, aren't you?
Yeah.
I remember when I first started doing like daytime shows on Radio 1, because I was stuck in the middle of the night for about 5 years.
You've got to do it.
Yeah, you do. It used to freak me out when I used to do a day show, because it's like, oh, God, there's people listening. It's like, yeah, but it goes out across the whole UK. Don't worry about people listening in the office. Mm. But it used to really freak me out.
No pressure.
So are you up for a wet one today, Howard?
Yeah, I'm very much up for a wet one, but I just realised grey jeans, probably not the one. Mm. But I've got them on anyway. So.
And obviously your hair dye's going to run as well.
Always happens on Bingo, that always happens. Why do you always bring that up? I don't dye my hair, by the way.
It's very dark.
Here's a question for you, Danny Howard. Do you ever wear clothes that aren't black anymore? Is that a DJ thing?
Well, grey jeans, that's all.
Yeah,
no.
Apart from that.
He's just really into monochrome.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I should wear something more colourful?
Well, I was just wondering...
You don't see colours on him anymore.
I was wondering what other gimmicks you could have as a DJ, because you know some DJs wear masks. I mean, have you ever experimented with masks?
No, I've never tried a mask. Well, like Deadmau5 or someone like
that.
No, I know what you mean, though. Like the magician, he has a massive wand that he takes to gigs to...
Who's the one that throws out food?
Oh, Steve Aoki.
What's he throw out, a cake?
Cakes people in the face. I think that's a bit done now, though.
It's a good gimmick. Does he not do it anymore?
Not really.
Oh, well, there's your chance.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Do you think you need something like that? Or are you steering clear?
I think I'll just keep it to the music.
Because we can think of something. Maybe in time for Big Weekend, we can think of a new gimmick to
introduce. You've already done this, if you remember, with Pete Tong.
My balls. Yeah, we had massive balls out, didn't we? All over the crowd in Glasgow last year.
He loved it.
Yeah. Like big inflatable balls. They were great until the wind got up and just went in a completely different direction to where the crowd were.
Mm.
That was good times.
I think you should bring back the bubble machine.
Yes.
Now it's retro, but it's good.
I think so. Or maybe a confetti cannon. Or, I just get hungry when I go out sometimes. Just throw out some pizzas.
Oh, yes.
So we've got, so you want to throw out pizza, a bubble machine, and what was the other one?
Well, we're talking about masks and things.
Masks, I mean,
the thing is, there's time before Big Weekend. We can have
masks are done.
Done for you. And think of the merchandising as well.
I know, you've got to, haven't you, these days? So Big Weekend, you want me to go on with a bubble machine?
Pizzas with your face on.
Think about it.
Well, last year, it was quite a nerve-wracking moment because I was on before Coldplay, which was quite a big deal because they were headlining.
It's ridiculous.
I know. But imagine doing the set before Coldplay and then, hold on a minute, guys. The bubble machine just comes on. I don't think it'd be very effective.
Yeah, it could be good with the lasers.
No!
Sorry.
I thought that was done.
Okay, right. So we're going to get you in the positions in just a moment over there for Innuendo Bingo. A lot of people are revising today, so you can use this as a revision break. It's about 10 minutes long. It'll make you laugh, and you can watch it even on your phone or if you're sat there on your laptop revising at the moment. Use that. Go to Radio 1 on your screen, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And after Mumford & Sons with Believe, Danny Howard is going to get soaked on Innuendo Bingo. If it's your first time of watching today, let us know on 81119 on text.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Ellie in London says, it's my first time watching live today. The only Innuendo Bingo I've ever watched before is the Joe Sugg videos, and they are hilarious, so I can't wait for this. T-shirt cannon, that's what you need to do, Danny Howard. Says Luke. That'd be quite good. T-shirts at half-time, maybe.
Yeah, everyone loves a free T-shirt, right?
Yeah, yes, they do.
Black T-shirts only, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You had one of them for a while, Scott, didn't
What's that?
You? T-shirt cannon.
Yeah.
At one of your gigs, I'm sure.
No, I just used to chuck them out.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loves a freebie, especially the students. Josh says, this is the first time I've ever watched Innuendo Bingo today. I've actually stopped cleaning the car and I'm watching on my phone. Let us know if you're watching. It's a good opportunity to watch live today because a lot of people watch them after when they go up on YouTube. But watch us live today for the first time and let us know where you are on 81119. Sophie from Leicestershire is using it as a revision break. Watching Danny Howard get drenched is another excuse for a break from my uni work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. The cameras are on.
Can you hold your water? Can you... hold your nerve. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, lads. Fill yourself up with water there. We're about to play the game.
Is that a phone in your pocket?
Oh, no, it's not. It's just the imprint of where the phone was.
Oh, yeah.
The jeans are that tight.
Oh. Mm. So many people watching today. Mm. Matt in Bristol taking a study break to watch. Shout out to my fellow biologists. Revising for our summer exams. Love that. Okay, here we go. Danny Howard's on Innuendo Bingo. Fill your cheeks, lads. We're going to start with our good friend Sarah Cox from yesterday morning. Now, since Sarah's moved over to Radio 2, she's had to learn how to move very quickly between wildly different subjects. As you're about to hear.
I got a ticket yesterday. That's why I sent me a loud today. Yes, I did go to Graham. Now then, that was beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you slip in a one-inch head?
Oh! Come on, mate.
The first bit of that was just Sarah Cox noise.
I got a ticket yesterday. That's why I sent me a loud today. Yes, I did go to
Graham. No idea. Love her.
You managed to get me both high and low.
Oh, wow. One. So I just looked at you.
Did you slip in a one-inch head?
Thank you, Lisa and Truro, for that one.
Sorry about that.
Why? Was that not what you expected, Chris?
No, it just takes you by surprise, you know. It's always the first one.
Always is.
And now a classic from Five Lives cricket coverage. And here's Owen Morgan talking about the England team's new training regime, which is fairly unconventional.
No, absolutely not. We've been training with wet balls the last week or so. We've been dipping them in buckets of water and still it couldn't compare to anything last night.
What were they up to last night? Chris, you're being quite tame at the moment.
Yeah,
I've been like dominated. That's what's happening.
That is exactly what's happening.
Spray that.
You've done this a few times now, Danny, haven't you?
You're good at this, Danny.
A lot of practice. Mm.
This could be this could be the gimmick.
Owen Morgan there.
We've been training with wet balls the last week or so. We've been dipping them in buckets of water and...
Mm-hmm. More water, please. Over to ITV now, and it's Bear Grylls' new show, Mission Survive. And we cross to the campfire, where Bear is trying to impress the lads by showing off about what he got up to in his youth.
Hey, I've eaten rat a load over the years.
Try to hold that for you, then. That's a good one.
Thank you to our listener, Chris, who emailed that. And an astonishing revelation there from Bear Grylls.
Hey, I've eaten rat a load over the years.
Yes. And now we're going over to Sky News here on Innuendo Bingo, where distinguished actress Penelope Keith has had some good news. She's thrilled to have been asked this question. And who wouldn't be?
A letter arrives from the Cabinet Office and you're given instruction. Well, you're asked if you would receive it. Ooh, would I? Would I say yes?
It's the pause.
Oh, would I?
Yes.
Well, you're asked if you would receive it. Ooh, would I? Would I say yes?
Penelope very gratefully receiving an honour from the Queen there, of course. Oh. More water, please. Fill your cheeks. I don't think we're wet.
You've got holes in your
not
bingo.
Wet
no, it's a real error.
I'm going to aim for the hole.
It's because you wear shabby jeans for bingo. You know what I mean? Mm. Not you, though. Got your best greys on.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne Harrogate's breaking off from the uni assignment to have a little cheeky watch of bingo for the first time ever. Not cheeky. Over to Dev now from Saturday morning on Radio 1. Listen carefully to what Dev's saying here, please. We join Dev in the middle of an important text-in topic. What's better, chocolate eggs or chocolate buttons? I know. I'm really annoyed he's done that because I was going to do it myself. Anyway, so it's a text-in topic. Please listen carefully to what Dev is saying, please. Oh, lads. Play nice.
Motherfucker.
You're right there. Both got covered, didn't you?
For no reason.
Here's Dev.
Guess which one people are more interested in. Buttons for life. Oh, this is going to be a difficult one. Here's the dildo. In favour of buttons, chocolate.
Could you quickly refill, please? Refill.
And calm.
Here's the dildo.
That's Dev there saying, here's the deal, though.
Here's the dildo.
Good spot.
Faye in Rotherham, Laurie in Edinburgh, and loads more of you emailed that one. Cheers. And now a classic from the rugby. And in the middle of an England-Australia match, this commentator's thoughts start wandering a little bit. And he seems to ask a rather inappropriate question. Water, please.
Here's the dildo.
Water, please.
No.
Here we go.
Have you ever wondered what the top of a hooker's head looks like?
Oh, what's going on with the bin then?
It's from the rugby there.
Have you ever wondered what the top of a hooker's head looks like?
I certainly haven't, but then I've never played rugby. Now, this next one could be a slight problem for Chris, I think.
Are you all right there?
Water, please.
I'm all right, you're all right. A bit wet.
Now, this is your favourite French chef, Raymond Blanc.
Legend.
On the new BBC Two show, Q on a Plate. Now, it's important to say that I have absolutely no idea what's going on in this one. See if you can work it out with me. Over to Raymond, who I think might be doing something curious in the kitchen.
The first job is to wash it.
It's what I feel when I hear about this. I feel it's well on the shower, you know, like a new penny. Voilà. Tu me dis des mots d'amour.
Refill. Refill. It's always the singing that gets you, isn't it? Every time. Here we go. See if you can get through this one.
Like a new penny. Voilà. Tu me dis des mots d'amour. Des mots de tous les jours. Et ça me fait quelque chose. It's nice when you're in your kitchen, you're happy. You scrub your beetroots. Yeah, it's perfect.
No idea. I had no idea what happened there. Oh, good bit of singing.
Tu me dis des mots d'amour.
He's good.
He's good. Harrison in Bristol is watching for the first time, surprised by how wet it is. I know. Water, please. Jack in West Meon, watching for the first time today. Now, Spring Watch was a bank holiday favourite for a lot of our listeners, including Lizzie and many others who saw this one and sent it to me. It's over to Innuendo Bingo regular Chris Packham, who's being given some advice here. And knowing Chris like we do, I really do hope that he takes this on board.
Setting it up with something that's going to provide us with lots of fabulous data and hopefully new information.
So we want to be able to get two fingers in all the way round.
Just to clarify.
So we want to be able to get two fingers in all the way round.
You have to be able to get two fingers all the way round a badger's collar. Important tip for everyone there. Thank you to everyone that sent that one in. Water, please.
Des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose.
I have no words for these today.
Finally, it's back to Penelope Keith. Water, please. Good news, everyone. She's decided to receive it.
Ooh, would I?
Don't catch me off guard like that.
And the pleasant surprises just keep coming for our Penelope.
You're very chuffed and excited and surprised, but you then have to sit on it.
Wow. That's it. We're done, lads. We're done.
But you then have to sit on it.
And that was today's Innuendo Big Boom with Danny Howard. Good one.
Really good one.
Oh, dear.
Who's wettest?
We're very wet.
We're both very wet.
Video to follow if you couldn't watch it live today, but a lot of people made that their first time, so thank you for listening and watching.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris, you're going to be so jealous.
What's happened?
Raymond Blanc just tweeted me.
No way.
Have a look.
What do you mean?
Raymond Blanc, after we just played his little clip on Innuendo Bingo, has been on to me.
Oh, what?
I know.
It's actually him as well.
It is.
Thank you. New penny. Hola.
This is the clip we played earlier on Innuendo Bingo. Obviously, French chef Raymond Blanc was listening to the show.
It's nice. When you're in your kitchen, are you happy? You scrub your beetroots. Laugh is perfect.
Now, you can imagine his voice when you read out the tweet.
Mm. Oh, it's
hello, Scott Mills.
It's, yeah. I mean, it's the best. You've got a message here from Raymond Blanc. I mean, can we get him on Innuendo Bingo?
I'm already on it, sweetheart.
Oh, it's so good.
So, I've just got another one. Ah! The DMs are on. They're strong.
You're DMing Raymond Blanc right
now? Yes, I am.
Wow.
He's going to ask his team to call later today. He's just going into a meeting.
Oh, this is the best day ever. How good is that?
I'm not going to lie. I'm jealous.
I know. Probably not following you, no?
No, he's not following me.
Well, through me, you can get to him and hopefully be on the show.
Raymond Blanc.
I'd like him to be on Innuendo Bingo. What a legend. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Middle-aged men with tops off are happening in Bedford today. James from Bedford is not pleased. Could you do some kind of announcement? Say, although it's warm and sunny, middle-aged men driving vans with tops off should not be on. I think people are getting the legs out a bit today.
I think people are falling into the trap of thinking that it's full-on summer.
It's really not. I'll let you into a thing. I nearly wore flip-flops earlier and shorts. Then I stepped out of the house. Oh, it's actually freezing. But it's warm, but it's not like summer.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled. So Sia did another performance with the lampshade hair on, was it Monday? On Michael McIntyre did a show.
Right.
On the BBC. I'm obsessed by her performances now.
I don't understand it. Is this a new gimmick of hers?
The hair thing? Just doesn't want to be famous, doesn't really want to be seen.
So are we sure it's Sia in there?
Well, that's the thing, it could be anyone. But it sounded like she was singing live.
But you can't see her mouth move, can you?
Can't see anything.
So how do we know it's her?
Because the voice was too good. However, if it was a show where it was like miming, all you have to do is be good at lip syncing and you could be Sia. You could do it.
I could be Sia.
You could. If they just play the track, as long as you learn how to lip sync it perfectly, and you've already learned how to sing Sia anyway, party girls, don't go her, you could do it. Buy a lampshade, stand in front of a microphone, bosh. This could be number one at the weekend, Nick Jonas, but it might be the bloke off The Voice. A lot of people say that's their guilty pleasure. I don't think it needs to be guilty. It's a great, great pop track. That is Nick Jonas and Jealous. There we are, straight away. James, Ashamed in Carlisle. I love it when you play Jealous on Radio 1 because it's not socially acceptable for me to have it on my playlist, so it's the only chance I get to listen to it.
Why is that?
He says it's just not cool for a 21-year-old male.
Is it because it forces you to sing quite high?
I just think it's probably because it's Nick Jonas.
Right.
Yeah, someone says, Kelly says, you wouldn't even need to be good at lip-syncing because you can't even see her lips. I've just looked at the video back of Sia from the TV appearance over the weekend. You're absolutely right. You cannot see the lips. So it's actually an easier gig for you.
So for all anyone knows, it could have been me. It could have been me in a wig.
Yeah.
So yes, this is the future for me then.
Yeah, you could be Sia.
I could be a massive pop star. Yeah. I can just get a stunt voice.
Yeah.
And then I'll stand on stage with a curtain around
just
me.
Just mime. And, I think it's a hat with a wig attached. Get that.
I mean, ironically, when Sia performed on The Voice, then she was doing exactly what I said they should do, in that you can't see the person singing at all.
Yeah. Someone says, if Sia doesn't want to be famous, maybe she should do what, Zayn Malik's done and get a job in Asda or something and stop releasing music. That's Chris from Helmer Hempstead.
That would help.
No, she wants you to hear the music, but she doesn't want you to focus on what she looks like. She's done interviews saying that.
No, but that's ridiculous, because... You can't, that's not normal. You can't say, don't worry, this won't distract them at all because they can't see my face.
That's just saying if you're a musician, then you have to want to be famous. And that shouldn't be the case.
No, but if you don't want people to be distracted by you, don't...
Wear a lampshade.
Don't wear a lampshade.
Okay, I hear you. There's been a lot happening today. Danny Howard's been on Bingo. Raymond Blanc's been on DM. Raymond Blanc, the French TV chef, wants to come on the show. I know that if you're listening while revising now, you know that already. Radio 1 and BBC Bite Size are helping again this year. So many good revision tips and ideas on BBC Bite Size. Just type that into a search engine, you'll find it. A lot of people do find it really, really useful at this time of year when going through the stress that is revision. And loads of people listening today are going through that right now. So if you are in a bit of a kind of don't know what to do, or like struggling to find the motivation or when to revise, or, you know, like the surroundings you should do it in, because it all kind of plays a part. BBC Bite Size, I wouldn't normally tell you because, you know, you kind of know it's common sense, but there's some really good stuff on there on BBC Bite Size if you are revising at the moment. Hi, Amber.
Hello.
You sound quite chipper.
Yeah.
I love the word chipper. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. How's revising going?
It's boring. It's really boring.
Is it Longestines?
Yes.
It's long.
Yeah.
Trying to make that a thing.
What are you revising?
I'm currently doing English.
Yeah, I can't help you.
No.
It's going well.
Don't learn English off of our show.
I won't. I'll try not to.
Don't, because it's really bad English. We have complaints about it all the time.
Oh, that's not good.
I know.
Do you know people do actually study this show in English lessons?
Yeah.
They get transcripts of conversations.
Yeah, I've done that.
Really? Of transcripts of the radio show?
Yeah.
Of this show?
Fern Cottons.
All right. Yeah, she speaks better English than me. No, people in Japan have been, like, learning English through this show.
Through your show?
Yes.
No, I don't believe you.
They have. Don't sound so surprised.
It's like some people get Shakespeare for their texts, you know? Some people get other novels, Great Expectations, books like that, like old school books. But there are some schools that get the Scott Mills show and they learn a really weird version of English.
I think they must get a better job than Shakespeare then.
It's kind of more fun.
Shakespeare's really boring.
Yeah. How can we help you today then?
However you want to help me.
Do you want us to take your mind off things for a bit?
Yeah, that sounds good.
What time did you start this morning?
8:30.
What time are you going to be doing it until tonight?
About 6.
And then what happens?
I'll sleep.
Sleep at 6.
Eat, sleep, revise, repeat.
I think Chris has got something for you that might help you, just as a little distraction.
Well, there's obviously the obvious distractions, like Innuendo Bingo, that you could, of course, go to go watch. But the problem with Innuendo Bingos is you will end up watching them for hours.
Because
you know how it is on YouTube. You click one, it clicks you through to another one. You'll be going for ages.
Yeah.
Not the most helpful.
So this is just kind of a short, sharp thing you can do to give yourself a little break.
Yeah, I thought I could just give you a little distraction right now. Just a little one. Just to take your mind off it for a few minutes.
Okay.
Keen?
Yeah, go for it.
Right, so I found this Twitter account. I thought rather than a video, I thought I'd go for something a little bit different here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am on Twitter.
I can be.
You banned yourself from it?
Yeah, for now.
Okay, well, go back on because it's only for a few minutes.
Okay, I'm on it.
It's all fine. So you need to follow an account called @SoVeryBritish, but the account's called Very British Problems.
Okay.
So it's loads of tweets about very typically British things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That problems that only a British person would have. Clues in the title.
Okay.
Have you seen this Twitter account, Mills?
I think I have, yes.
Would you like to hear some of the British problems? Because they're so true.
Yes. So this is @SoVeryBritish, if anyone wants to follow it.
The unbearable pressure of being told to put on whatever you want on someone else's television.
Oh, nice to hear we've got a good British voice there on this British problems thing.
It's the voice of Scott Mills.
What? It's
the only voice available. Oh, sorry, you might not know this. We use this voice when you're not here.
Do you?
Yeah, as you. Yeah, you're not across this.
No,
I suppose you're not, because you're not here.
Hang on a second, what do you do?
When you're away and we need someone to stand in as you, sometimes we need things voiced up, stuff like that, we use this voice because it sounds very similar to you.
It doesn't, though.
It does, though.
But you have someone doing the show with you when I'm off.
Yeah.
So why do I need to speak?
Well, because sometimes we might say, for example, get your tweets voiced up or your text messages voiced up.
Oh, I must listen more
like
often.
That.
The unbearable pressure of being told to put on whatever you want on someone else's television.
Oh, It's the worst. If you're around someone's house and they hand you the remote and just, oh, put on whatever you want.
I had this at the weekend. My dad was there. I was like, is Match of the Day on? I was like, put on whatever you want. I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch Match of the Day.
No, but at least he knew what he wanted, right? The worst is if you're over at someone's house and you, say you've watched something altogether, a film, and the TV's just left running, and at that point you've got to choose something to watch. It's really hard because you're trying to make a decision based on everyone. I don't know what it just provides this unbearable pressure.
Yeah, it happens all the time in my house because my parents don't like the same things that we want to watch. But then they go, put whatever you want on. I'll put whatever I want to put on. And then they'll be like, I don't want to watch this.
What do you put on then, normally?
Oh, Gogglebox.
Yeah. And what do they want to watch?
Some animal programme.
Yeah. Another very British problem, please.
Whispering. Come on, at cash points and ticket machines to assure the queue you've done all that you can.
I think I did this today.
Did you?
Just getting cash out. There's like two people behind me. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
That's going to help.
Dispensing money.
Or sometimes say thank you to a cash machine.
Do you?
I've done that before.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you. I don't know why. I just think sometimes I think it's a person. It's like, thanks.
I think that's just more a Scott Mills thing than anyone else.
Have you ever thanked a cash machine, Amber?
No.
Oh, it is just me then, isn't it?
You've never talked to a cash machine?
No, but I talk to the petrol pump when I fill up my car.
What do you say to that?
I tell it to hurry up because there's cars behind me and I get worried.
You see, it's the same. It's the pressure of a queue.
It's true.
Like, that's going to make it go much faster.
Well, you can always hope.
But then you, at a cash point, I assume, do have to wait a while. You know, what's this dispensing the money, Mills? All the money!
And let's have one more very British problem.
Overtaking someone on foot and having to keep up the uncomfortably fast pace until safely over the horizon.
True that.
Yeah.
So you know when you go past someone on the pavement?
Yeah.
This is true. This is a very British problem. When you pass someone on the pavement, but then you don't want that person to then overtake you again.
No.
So you feel the need to have to keep up the pace.
You go really fast for a bit, but then they're catching you up. And you're like, no!
So you just have to carry on walking fast and you can't run because that would look silly.
So I think if you follow this Twitter account, Amber, you'll learn to love it.
I will. I'll follow it right now.
It's a good one. You'll find it's just one of those Twitter accounts that you can follow, and every now and then it says something that proper makes you laugh.
Yeah, I'll follow it and then it will just distract me from Eurovision. In a good way.
Yeah. I hope we provided a bit of relief from your revision today.
You did.
Get back to it then.
I will. Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
A lot of people are checking out So Very British now on Twitter.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, so good. Thanks for bringing that to the table. Emma says, thank you for that. I'm now set on Twitter going through So Very British Twitter account instead of revising. Yeah, okay, get back to it now. Also, the creator of the Twitter has just seen a spike in followers, which is nice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I know it's not new, but something I'm obsessed with at the moment on Channel 4, and if I can't see it live, I watch it on Catch Up, which is now called All 4, confusingly.
What is it then?
First Dates.
Yeah, I love it.
Now, I know it's not new. I think this is like the fourth series, but you didn't know about it before this series, right?
No, I saw a load of them on Catch Up. Like, over the last couple of weeks. I think I've seen about three episodes so far.
This series is fantastic, and it's added another dimension to it, because what happens is people apply for first dates to be on this show. They turn up at this restaurant in central London, if you haven't seen it, and that is the first time they meet this person. It's like a blind date. I think they see a picture before, but basically they turn up and everything is filmed, and you see the whole awkwardness of the first date, what they say to each other, whether they don't get along or not. It's
I think they do their
great.
Best to match people up in the hope that they would be a good date.
There was one I saw last night, and I think it's the latest one. There were two extremely beautiful people on it. There was a girl who was so pretty and a guy who was like a model. But they just didn't click, despite the fact that they were both extremely hot. He had absolutely nothing to say to her. It was really awkward. Have you seen that one?
No, I've not seen that one. There was one a week or two ago where this guy had this date, and it was with this girl, and she basically just kept telling him he was boring.
Yeah.
This is the worst conversation. Move on. So harsh.
There was a girl on the latest one who was kind of like giving this guy a test, but it was too much. She was going too far. It's like, oh, just actually, he's quite a nice guy. Stop doing the test on him. And has anyone seen, and this is on the latest one, the latest one to be on, the girl from Croydon who it's fair to say had a few drinks before she'd arrived at the date and then decided she didn't want anything to eat.
Oh, I've heard about this. I've not seen this one yet.
Oh, wow.
Didn't she just stay at the bar?
She's like, let's go eat, babes. Stay here, shall we? And so they eventually got some bar snacks. I mean, obviously, it's edited, but within about 2 minutes of her appearing, she was, like, trying to cuddle him. She was off. And then starts, like, dancing around the bar.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I also love... What's the official title? Is it the maitre d'?
Yeah, the maitre d'.
That French guy. Awesome.
But here's the thing, right? They never used to have those people on, but it's added another good dimension to it, I think. So the maitre d' kind of comments on people's love lives and goes, it is great to see in this restaurant people falling in love. And then sometimes you see the waitresses talking about the dates as well. Yeah. And that's added something for me. I quite like it.
I'm not so sure about the waitresses because they get a bit too involved, it feels. At least he sort of stays away. But saying that, generally everyone on the dates fancies the French maitre d'.
Yeah, they do. They're always a bit fit, isn't he?
But he seems very professional. He doesn't seem like he would follow through with anything.
So for the next series, just for a bit of feedback, you would keep the maitre d', but stop the overconfident waitresses.
Get rid of the waitresses, yeah, I say. Stop do them a
talking.
Buffet.
Don't them talking. Do a buffet. But oh, yeah, there are people texting and going, oh my gee, the girl from Croydon was horrendous. You'd watch that on TV at a later date and go, what was I thinking? As she dances around the bar. I mean, this is like a posh restaurant. You need to see it. JP's been on Twitter saying, I can tell you all about the show. I've been on it. Funny story about the guy model. And there's an after party soon.
Yes.
We need to go to the first date's after party.
Huge.
It might be like an end of series thing where they have like a party. Wow. Loads of people have seen the girl, the drunk girl, because it was on Gogglebox as well. So even if you didn't see First Dates, you saw her dancing around on Gogglebox and they gave their comments. You're right on time.
There was this legend the other week.
To be continued.
Whipped out a selfie stick.
Oh, no.
During the date.
On the date.
Yeah, and here's the thing, right? You think it's going to go horribly wrong. She loved it.
Really?
She found it quirky.
Have you seen the selfie shoes that Grimmy was saying about earlier?
Yes.
Not practical. Like when I had that selfie hat, which is massive and really heavy, with a tablet attached to it. I'll just stick to my phone. Great ideas coming in from you lot. Chris off of Hemel Hempstead. How about merging the two, innuendo bingo and first date, so you get a couple who've never met before and the first thing they do is spit water over each other. It's not a bad idea. Also, I've just found out the hot maitre d' bloke from First Date, someone says, used to work with Raymond Blanc, who DM'd me earlier wanting to come on the show. So we can have a French cook-off kind of special. Yes?
Yes, okay.
Both of them. Well, I like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, my gosh. It's Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
What's up, fam?
I'm good. How are you, cuz?
I'm all right. Cuz, you a vision in blue today.
Yeah, I'm looking sexy in blue. Brings my eyes out.
Have you got like a colour-coded thing going on in your walk-in wardrobe, which you obviously must have?
It depends which walk-in wardrobe we're talking about.
Well, how many have you got?
Several.
Is it?
Yeah. But yeah, all of my clothes are sorted out in colour.
By you?
No.
What, you have someone to sort out the colour-coding system of your clothes?
I do. I do indeed. Yes.
I always try and imagine Charlie Sloth's house. Has it got a lift?
No. I wish it did. I can't afford one.
Have you got any pets?
I told you about the squirrel and the owl. You're not listening.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Nuts the squirrel and Owen the owl.
Owen the owl.
Owl.
Wouldn't it be depressing if you actually went around to his house and it's just him sat there with a pot noodle in his hand? There's
that's
no,
the true story of
there's
it.
No 60-inch television. There's no...
No, 60-inch.
There's no swimming
105
pool.
105-inch.
It's just him in a bedsit.
That's actually got a dust sheet over it in the garage. I don't even use that no more.
Dusty.
So I've got the 200-inch in-house cinema.
Oh, yes, the cinema.
200 inches of pure light.
Let's play Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth today. It's good to see you sober.
To see you nice. Sober?
That's not your catchphrase.
What do you mean sober? I'm always sober. I'm actually quite ill today, you know. I
What's
feel
up?
Really poorly. I feel
you do look
flu.
A bit blue.
You know why? You've been burning the candle at both ends.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
No.
I've seen your Twitter. You were everywhere at the weekend playing all the gigs. It was a zoo.
It was a zoo.
You need a new wick.
Are you guys going to come to my safari tour?
God. Yeah, you've mentioned this before.
Are you going to do it?
I wasn't sure if it was real.
No,
probably
it's true.
Not.
It gets announced on Friday.
Right.
It gets announced on Friday.
Safari tour. You've got to dress up as an animal to get in.
I would actually quite like to do that.
It'd be good.
Mm. And which Yates's do we go to for this?
So rude. So rude.
Here is today's Real or No Real.
Oh, gosh.
Prince Charles's staff iron his shoelaces for him.
Got someone to do that as well, have you, Famalam?
Nah, I don't wear my trainers enough for them to get creased. So.
You wear Velcro.
I've got the sickest trainers. Have you seen these ones today? Paint and white leather.
Look at those.
Look at those. You can see your face in them.
Does Prince Charles have someone to iron his shoelaces for him?
It's an unnecessary thing to iron, though, isn't it? You're a well-dressed man. You don't iron shoelaces, do you?
No.
But if you remember, and this is a great fact that I like to tell everyone, the Queen does have somebody to wear her shoes in for her before she does.
Is that for real?
Yeah, because you can't be, if you're Her Majesty, you can't be going on to, like, some appointment and then, oh, hang on, I've got a blister. That can't happen. So there's someone who will, in the palace, will wear her shoes around for a bit and then she can just step into them and they're fresh and clean and comfortable.
So is that person's job to walk around the palace in the Queen's shoes?
Yeah.
I guess so. Does the Queen wear trainers?
No, never.
I reckon she does.
No, she doesn't.
I bet she's got bare Jordans, bare Huaraches. Bet she's sick with it.
I think she's more New Balance.
Yeah, I bet she is. Yeah. Or Kangos. Remember those? Oh, they were sick.
Anyway, no, they're the same shoes, but she just gets them made time and time again and has someone to wear them. But does Prince Charles's person iron his shoelaces for him, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
No real.
Let's find out.
That one is real.
Done. Yes. Oh. Man like Charlie. Oh,
absolutely
gosh.
True, yes. Iron the shoelaces, please. Nothing for the best, but Prince Charles has his staff attended to every tiny detail of its outfits so he doesn't get shown up in front of foreign dignitaries who may also have had their shoelaces ironed.
I do. It's funny you always say man like Charlie. I've always noticed now all the pictures of you that you retweet of yourself when you're on a night out. Always photo with man like Charlie.
Man like Charlie. I know.
And next, before filming started on the first episode of the current series of Alan Carr Chatty Man, Antonio Banderas mistook Tom Jones for Rita Ora's dad.
That's a par. That is a straight mockery.
But he could be.
Straight mockery.
He could be, though. It's a bit like, why doesn't Antonio Banderas, recognise such a ledge as Tom Jones?
Yeah. What do you think, Charlie?
I can see it happening. And I can imagine old Jonesy boy throwing a strop, because I heard he's a bit,
I've met him. He's a very nice man.
Yeah, but I've heard when you get on the wrong side of him, no, boy, it's a beef ting.
Tasty.
What?
You're making noise now.
Chris Evans say that on Radio 2 weeks back, and he died.
What, are you doing listening to Radio 2, please?
No, someone sent a clip to me.
Oh, sure, yeah, you weren't listening.
No, he was talking about One Extra. And he was talking about this really cool, charismatic young guy who goes by the name of Charlie! Sloth.
I saw Tiny Temper talking about you on the TV the other day.
Sick. Don't know about the new TV show, Charlie Sloth's Wrap Up. It's a wrap. I just come back from filming that, actually. It was a madness. Guess who I was filming it with? Big Nasty.
Oh, your friend Nasty.
Oh, yeah. How is Big Tasty?
He's good. He's Big Nasty.
McNasty.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, so Tom Jones got mistaken for Rita Ora's dad by Antonio Banderas. Nice to meet you, Rita. Oh, and this must be your father. It's probably how it happened. Real or no real?
Could happen. Real.
I'm going to say no real because I don't
think... That one is no real.
I don't know. Thanks for letting
you
me finish.
Don't think what?
No, it's not. Obviously, it wasn't important.
Actually,
obviously.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
And next.
The man who invented the shopping trolley paid attractive people to push them around supermarkets for 2 years before they started to catch on.
All right. These trolleys, they'll never catch on.
Who invented the idea of putting a pound in and then them being attached to the one in front?
Genius, that, isn't
it? It's a great idea, isn't it?
It's genius.
Yeah.
I used to go around collecting shopping trolleys that were left around to make enough money to buy food for me and my family. They were the good old days.
You didn't, though.
I know I did.
I think that was a lie.
I know I did. I used to wait outside Quick Save on Camden High Street. Remember Quick Save? It's no longer around. And then I'd go up to Safeway. Remember Safeway? Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
not around no more either.
But was this before you couldn't take them? Because now that you get, like, if you
No, people would leave them with the pounds in.
Oh, right.
I'll take it back.
So you've been quite responsible.
They've got a sensor on now, so if you try and take them out of the area of the car park, you're like...
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can't take them away.
Yeah, it's very clever.
So,
it's
shopping
not
trolleys...
Not trying, though, Mills.
How did you work that out?
Once in Leicester, there was this time where I did try and... I wasn't trying to steal it. There was a lot of wine in the shopping trolley, and I had to try and get it to the car. But the car was over here, and the shopping trolley...
You didn't want to pay for the car park, so...
No, the shopping trolley stopped here, so I couldn't get to it. So then the brakes come on? The brakes come on immediately. So then the kind young man lifted it over the line for me, so I could get it to my car.
Yeah.
Whoa. Anyway, yeah, it's a long time ago.
Theft.
It's not theft. I took it back, of course. So shopping trolleys took a while to catch on, and they just got loads of hot people to wheel them around until they did, real or no real.
I think people would have just loved them from the start. I think it's just no real.
Yeah, I agree. They're actually quite useful. No real.
That one is real.
What?
Yes. When the shopping trolley was first invented, people thought they were weird. And if you think about it, they kind of are. But the shops wanted them to catch on so people would buy more items at once. So they paid hot actors to use them to make people think they were the new big thing, and it worked. At the end of that round of real or no real.
That's a huge fact. Charlie got 20, I got nothing. Oh, poor day for me.
Really bad.
I know. I made it, fam. I made it! I'm so cool these days.
So Charlie
Walk
Sloth
this way.
Charlie Sloth wrap up is on iPlayer. That's happening. I know that.
Have you watched it yet, though, fam? Tell the truth. You've not even watched it, have you?
Right.
Tonight. You let me dance, Scott, man. I remember when we was best mates, man.
I will send you a picture of my Sky Planner tonight.
Yeah.
And along with Springwatch and a few other things, it is recorded.
But we're like four episodes deep, cuz it's like a month. You promised me, man.
How long is it?
It's only like 20 minutes long.
Oh, that's too long.
Too long.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's not that long.
Do you know
Scott,
I gave Lethal Bizzle a real lie detector test. I went and bought the polygraph machine from Jezza, and I done it on Bizzle. Yeah.
And that's on there this week?
No, that's last week. Or the week before, even.
I hate it when there's too many. It's like House of Cards. There's too much to catch up on.
Just check it out, man. It's really cool. And we do Rude Boy Roulette. Have you seen that yet?
Nope.
You seen that any, Chris?
I've seen Rude Boy Roulette.
Yeah.
It's all on BBC iPlayer. Charlie Sloss wrap up. He's on one extra in 5 minutes, so you better go.
Can you push me on the chair today? I'm honestly a bit poorly.
Pushing you to the studio.
Just push me on the chair, man.
Okay, wheel him out.
Oh, your team's the best, man.
Wheel him out.
See you later, guys.
See you later, mate.
All right, cheerio.
And Greg's next on Radio 1.
Cheers. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Those were Tuesday's best bits. Come and join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 or download this podcast. Hit subscribe and you'll get it free every single day. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.